Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. I think that's a cool little catchphrase. That rolls right off the tongue, and it sounds more inviting. At least I think so. But then again, I have been wrong once or twice. Anyway, March 21st, where is the month going? We got, 2 weeks left, and then we're into April, which would be the second quarter. I'm kind of excited about that because I'm kind of really anxious to see what the return is going to be for the first quarter of 2024. Well, let's just jump right in, get started. First one on our list, alphabetically, as usual, CM, CSA, Comcast. Let's take a look at the last few days, what's happened. We're going all the way back to the 21st, which is an anomaly. If you take a look at the seasonality chart, you will see almost everything has a down down indicator on the 21st. Well, that's because that pandemic thing that happened a couple of years ago. We're not supposed to say that out loud because the powers that be don't want us to inform everyone that the wife says that it's fake. So it was what it was. Nothing but the flu. All right. Anyway, 30 days ago, we were at 41.92. Now, very next day was the 30-day bottom, and that was 41.40. You got your typical run up, pullback, and then we got it going sideways for the last 3 days. Our 30-day top was on the 11th, 43.68. Right, we're sitting at 43.10 at this moment in time. Now, I jumped into Comcast last week at 43.42. Grabbed a premium last week, and you grab another premium this week, and they have their dividend coming up. Let me open this up really quick. The 2nd of April. So we're into the 21st, so I got what? Premium on the week of the 10th, premium on the week of the 17th. If I take it into next week, that will be premium number 3, and then I can take it into the first week of April, another premium and the dividend. I feel almost selfish. I really do. Anyway, let's see what happens. If I'm out this week, I'm not quite sure if I'll get back into it next week, but I'll take a look at it again. Next on the list is JWN. This one had some interesting moves in the last 2 days. I got a couple of calls from a few concerned investors saying, what should they do about the big upturn? Because it happened on a Tuesday, and they had sold their options on a Monday. So you sold your options when it's down, and then she jumps $2 on a $17 stock. It doesn't sound like a lot if you're on a larger dollar amount, but when you're on a small dollar amount at 17, there is a difference. All right, so 30 days ago, we were at 1979. We have a double top at 2191, and that was on the 29th of February. A couple days to the downside, and then the market maker just takes that profit away from you with a big gap down, and she continued to drop to get a triple bottom at 1690. Okay, the 7th, the 8th, that was Thursday, Friday, then a Monday again at 1690 again, a little bit up, a little bit down, and then here's the biggie, the 19th and the 20th, Tuesday and Wednesday. She opens up at 1680 on Tuesday, ends up, look at both days, 1945 on Tuesday and 1945 on Wednesday. Double top yesterday and the day before. Okay, so where am I with JWN? Okay, I'm at 1695. I sold the 17s. I got 54 cents. I almost feel bad for those that had bought it prior, because I bought it last week. So I got a premium last week. I got a premium this week, and she's way in the money. Okay, she's at 1938, and I sold the 17s. I honestly don't see this thing dropping below 17 by Friday. But, you know, I have been wrong once or twice. If you don't think so, you should check out my Target story. Anyway, that was Nordstrom's. Okay, now we're looking at Kohl's. Now, I've had Kohl's for a while also. Kohl's paid out their dividend, was it? Yesterday or the day before, Kohl's. 1 second. There it is right there. That was on Tuesday they paid out their dividend. I'm okay with that. Last 30 days, right here, the 21st of February. We opened up at 27.78, went sideways for a little bit, got a high on the 3-4, which is the 4th. Oh my goodness, I got to call my sister. That was her birthday. Anyway, besides that, we dropped down 1.5 weeks to the bottom. The bottom wasn't yesterday, it was Tuesday. Tuesday was the 30-day bottom at 24.22. Now, just so happens we have 3 green days in a row. I don't know if I can really count Tuesday as a green day, as an up day, because it made the new 30-day bottom, but it also closed higher than the past 4 days. So we'll call it an up day. So I like Kohl's with the movement it had. However, they've already paid their dividend. So what would be the perk of jumping in again? Well, let's take a look at seasonality, see what this thing normally does. Normally, once we get past that 21st, she has a tendency to go up a little bit into the first week of April and then just go sideways. So it's not bad if you have it and you don't mind collecting some more premiums on it. So let's see what those premiums are going to look like for Kohl's, because I have no problem buying some more Kohl's because it's cheap, number one. Next week, we're looking at the money at the 26.50s, 52. I have no problem whatsoever at all. That is almost 2%. Okay, but I like Kohl's, so I don't mind owning it. All right, so we get the last trade was 26.14. The bid, 26.15. The ask, 26.37. Okay, say now, as soon as the market opens in a few minutes, we will know exactly what the market maker decides to have the numbers at. But if they're consistent with what's here, 26.37, and I can sell the 26.50s and still get close to 2%. That's just a smidge under 2%. 2% would actually be 53 cents. But here's the thing. The ask price or the purchase price, 26.37, that's still below the 26.50. So that's an additional 13 cents. I know 13 cents doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 0.5% of what the stock price is. Okay, so you add that to the top two, and that's almost 2.5% for a week. So I do have Kohl's written down and circled for next week. So that's up for consideration, as long as the numbers stay consistent with where they are, because I like Kohl's. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the next one. USB. USB I just picked up on Monday because everything looked right. Last 30 days for USB. All right, 21st, here we go. 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom at 40.33. Nice run up for 3 weeks. Now, last Wednesday, the high was 44.07. She pulled back a couple of days and hit a soft bottom at 41.69. That was on Monday. Okay, Tuesday, she went down a little smidge. Yesterday, a nice day, opened up at 41.93, somewhere on there, and jumped up to 43.46. Now, where am I with USB? 42.45, and I sold the 42.50s. Perfectly okay. I get the difference between the 42.45, which is another 5 cents. Not a big deal, but you add that on to the 54 that I've already collected, and that would give me 59 cents on a $42 stock, well over 1%. Works for me. All right, next on the list would be Verizon. A lot of people have been asking about Verizon lately. Why? Because it's a household name, probably. So let's go back to the 21st, right there. Look at that, the 21st. Not quite the 30-day high, but it was pretty close. The top was 41.12. 2 days later, we had 41.15. I don't know if you want to call it a double top, but it kind of looks that way. But from there, she kind of dropped down to 39.65 and 40 trading range, and just traveled that way for 3 weeks, made its bottom last Friday, and that was 39.14. 3 up days in a row, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 up days in a row. That looks good. We have the 30-day high at 41.12, 41.13. We got a lot of space. Okay, so what does seasonality look like for Verizon? Okay. Ooh, look at that little pump up right there. That looked nice. So from today until about, that thing's in my way. The first week of April. So that's 2 weeks. Okay, I like that. Let's go back to where we were. All right, so right now we're sitting at 40.12. The dividend for Verizon. Is going to be the 9th. So that's 3 weeks out. Yeah. 3 weeks out. Plenty of space for us to make the move. So if I get my percentage on Verizon now, I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe I'll jump into it again next week. Right now, Verizon, the numbers look, whoops, there we go. Right again. Verizon, there we go. Last trade, 40.12. So you got 40.09 for the bid, 40.14 for the ask. The closest one is going to be the 40 at 47 cents, not quite 1%. The 40 and 40.50, not quite either. So that one's kind of borderline. Now, I already have it, so it's nothing I can really do about that. I'm into it at 39.95, and I only picked up 26 cents. Why did I do that? That's an interesting question. The only way to figure that out is I have to go back to Monday's podcast to figure out why I bought Verizon. Oh, I only bought 100 shares. Not that big a deal. All right. Anyway, last on the list, WBA Walgreens. Now, I've had Walgreens for quite a while. I'm going to do a little bit of research on this one. Okay, back to 30 days ago, we opened up at 21.70. 2 days later, we got the 30-day high at 21.93. And then we just put a week to find the bottom, and that was 20.42. Okay, a little bit up, a little bit down. And the last 5 days, just kind of going sideways. A nice little pump up yesterday. Opened up at 20.63, ended up at 21.09. And where am I with Walgreens? Jumped into this one. In February, holy cow, the first week of February, and I still own it. All right, so I sold the 21 and a half at 12. Why? Well, because I've owned it since February. So let's go quickly. We'll put in Walgreens in here, WBA. We want to look at, all right, here we go. Okay, so I collected one premium. In the middle of, I want to go back a little bit further. Holy cow. All right, there it is. The first week of February. And there you have it. So the first week of February, I got 35 cents. Second week of February, 35 cents. Third week in February, 20 cents. Fourth week in February, 12 cents. First week in March, 17. Second week, 35, again 30, 46, and 27. That's a lot of premiums I've collected and the dividend. I'm pretty much okay with that. So we just opened up at 20.98. We're going to see how the day progresses. All that being said, that's pretty much it for the day. Let's see what happens. Tomorrow we're going to be here at 3:30 because tomorrow is Friday. What happens on Friday? We do a lot of math. Just to make sure all these positions that I have are either going to be in the money or if I need to make any adjustments before the market closes tomorrow afternoon. All that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, looking for that safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1%. Taking you guys along for the ride. Have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 3:30.